Iraq's fugitive Vice President Tariq al-Hashemi continues to stay in Turkey. He arrived in Turkey on the 10th of April. However, he said he would return to Iraq soon. Hashemi, who is accused of running a death squad to target some officials in Iraq, had arrived in Turkey after visiting Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Hashemi's stay in Turkey comes at a time of strained ties between the two countries. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki of fueling sectarian tensions in Iraq. Maliki has responded, saying Turkey is a hostile state, meddling in Iraq's internal affairs. Some observers believe that Hashemi's continued stay in Turkey is one of the main factors that have created a diplomatic spat between Turkey and Iraq and triggered a war of words between the leaders of the two neighbor countries. Namık Kemalzeybek, the leader of Turkey's Democrat Party, says Turkey's move to give an official welcome to Hashemi while he is wanted in Iraq could fuel tensions between the two countries.
Cumhurbaşkanı yardımcısı.
Giving an official welcome to Tariq Hashemi as Iraq's vice president while he is being sued for the crimes he has allegedly committed has a special meaning. It can be interpreted as challenging the legitimate government in Iraq, and this will annoy them.
Meydan okuma diye algılanır. Bu rahatsız eder.
Hashemi, after his arrival in Turkey, has held talks behind the closed doors with a number of top officials, including the president of Kurdistan Regional Government, Masoud Barzani. Hashemi had sought refuge in the autonomous Kurdish region in northern Iraq after an arrest warrant was issued against him in December. The Kurdish regional government's move to support Hashemi comes as there is also an ongoing dispute between Barzani and Maliki, mainly over the control of rich energy resources in northern Iraq. Barzani has accused Maliki government of monopolizing power in the country. Maliki has repeatedly warned against any move that could infringe Iraq's territorial integrity and has said the Kurdish region's oil contracts should be approved by Baghdad. Ozcan Yeniçeri, a lawmaker from the Nationalist Movement Party, has reportedly said there is a huge confrontation underway between Shia Arabs and Sunni and Kurdish groups represented by Hashemi and Barzani, warning that the situation has put Iraq on the verge of a civil war and disintegration. Considering the complicated situation in Iraq, analysts believe that Hashemi's stay in Turkey could turn into a serious bone of contention between Iraq and Turkey and hinder any effort to alleviate tension between the two countries. Mehdi Golizadeh, Press TV, Ankara.